and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week. We're going to pick things up here in John chapter 6. Verse number 10, and Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." The Lord has challenged his disciples here, Philip and Andrew. We see accounts here of them responding. The Lord asked Philip in verse 5, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" The Lord asks, and then he asks Philip that, and Philip says, "Well, if we could buy 200 penny worth," which seems to be an indication of how much money they have, if we could buy that much out here, and as it says in the other accounts in the Gospels, I believe it says out here in the wilderness, or if we could buy that much, there wouldn't be enough for every person. Just take a little bit. And then Andrew says, "Well, here's a boy with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they amongst so many?" The Lord said in verse 10, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And so we see here, we refer to this passage as the feeding of the 5,000, but that's the account of the number of men. If every man on average had a wife, and then every couple had a child, there could be as many as 12, 15,000 or more people here that the Lord feeds with this little bit of food. Verse 11, "And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would." So, there's this great number of people, and oh, can you imagine how long it would take 12 men to distribute food to so many thousand people? And the Lord gave thanks over it, and he broke the loaves, he broke the fish, gave it to the disciples, and the disciples passed it out to those that were sitting down. He did the same thing with the fish. He did the same thing with the bread, and they were able to eat as much as they could eat. Verse 12, "And when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." So they had some ability there to be able to gather. It says here in verse 13 that there were baskets. And so they gathered up the odds and ends, the pieces of bread, pieces of fish, stuff that folks didn't eat or that the children left over, or you know, whatever it was of all those fragments. And in verse number 13, "Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten." So the Lord challenges his disciples. He's got this necessity that's laid there before him. The people are in need of food. The Lord has compassion on them. And then he challenges his disciples, said, "How are we going to feed these fellows? From whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Rather than remembering what the Lord had given them, how the Lord had empowered them, they defer to their own thinking. They don't have enough money. The food that they find is not enough. And then the Lord teaches them the lesson that with him all things are possible. The Lord tells this. He says with men, in Matthew, he says that with men, even the salvation of the soul is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so now, the 12 apostles, the 12 disciples, as they're referred to here, they each have more in fragments than they started off with. Each of them has a basket full of fragments that remain. And here they see the great work and power of God manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself being God. They see that manifested, and they each have more at the end individually than what the Lord started with. Verse 14. "Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, 'This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world.'" So there were those that gave indication that they believed that Jesus was that one who had done such a miracle like this. Verse 15, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone." So these people are all caught up in this. They see this miracle. It made sense to them to make him king at that time. The Lord perceived it, that they would come and take him by force to do so, but it was not what the Lord was doing. It was not what his plan was. And so Jesus departed again by himself. Verse 16, and when even was now come, that's in the evening, the sun's going down, his disciples went out down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. So they had traveled over, and then now they were traveling back, and it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. So it's getting time that they would load up in the ship there and go over back to Capernaum, where many of them were from. But Jesus hadn't shown up there. And evidently they go ahead and take off. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew, and so it begins to be tempestuous, and the wind boisterous. So when they had rowed about 30 furlongs, okay, some distance, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And so they say, they're rowing. They've gone this distance of this 25 to 30 furlongs. They see Jesus, and it says in other accounts that they had seen a spirit, or as we would say in the modern vernacular, a ghost. They were made them very afraid. And he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid. And when heaven comes down and when the Lord comes and manifests his power, men are afraid. We've heard testimony of different folks that say that they had dreams or visions of Jesus at the end of their bed. Any of them that I've ever had that would tell me such have never been afraid. And I don't believe that the Lord works that way in this day. He has appeared to some, according to the Scripture in Old Testament times and such as that, when the Scripture and the Word of God was not fully revealed. But folks don't have visions and dreams of Jesus and the Lord and of heavenly things without being afraid. That's the witness of the Scripture. When heaven comes down, men fear. And here these men, fishermen, they're not wimps, they're not sissies, but many of them able to drive this boat and to be able to guide this boat and to row and do all those things. Those brethren that were fishermen there out of Capernaum, they had grown up on the water. They knew what to do in this body of water, and they were afraid. But the Lord says, it is I. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. You know what? When the Lord is near, there's no need for fear. When the Lord is near, there is no need for fear if you have a relationship with him. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, then the presence of the Lord will make one fear. And the Lord makes himself manifest and tells it, it is I, be not afraid. Verse 21, then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. So here yet another miracle. They had rowed not as far as they needed to get back to Capernaum. They saw the Lord walking on the water. They didn't know it was him. They were afraid. The Lord says he knows they're afraid. He says, it's I, be not afraid. They gladly then take him on board, and then they're at the land. They're at the place that they were going to. The great work and power of God manifested again. He is doing this, and they were comforted, knowing it was the Lord that was there with them. That's the way it is for the child of God. When the Lord is near, there's no need to fear. Verse number 22. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save the one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were going away alone, howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore, verse 24, saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. So this group, that the Lord had fed. He'd done this miraculous, this miracle in their presence, having fed many thousand people, 5,000 men at the least, and then their families in addition to. The disciples, apostles, had taken up 12 baskets of fragments that were left over, each of them having more than the Lord started with to feed the whole company. They were going to take the Lord, they were going to make him king, and he departed out of their presence. They're there watching for the Lord. They see his disciples get into the ship. They don't see the Lord get in the ship. They wait. The next morning, they see that all the boats are gone, other than some of those boats that the Lord and his disciples didn't come in. They then go ahead and make arrangements to get on back around where it all started in Capernaum there, and find the Lord. They come to Capernaum, it says in verse 24 in the latter part, and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Verse 25, and when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, or Master, when camest thou hither? And so they're very interested in keeping up with Jesus. And why is that? Well, here we see the manifestation of the folks that are looking for a show, the miracles, and a free lunch. That's all they're interested in, and the Lord's going to deal with them in that. Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ as a fire escape, as a sugar daddy to provide all of your needs and all of your wants and your desires? Do you look to the Lord for just the show and the sensationalism so your flesh can be satisfied? Is that what the Lord means to you? Is that all that is there when you go to services, at a place that you go to services? Are you looking to be wowed and excited and to be given a spectacle to behold? Or are you looking to come and worship God? Are you looking and coming for just what you can get? The Lord Jesus Christ says in the Scripture very plainly that those that are in His kind of churches are to be edifiers and builders up. Yes, we all have need, and we have our need ministered unto us by the Lord and in His kind of church. But we are to be also those that supply nourishment to the other members of the body. Are you one that just is ready to take, 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 and never give? It's not according to the word of the Lord. Are you one that desires to come and see the spectacle, or to be entertained by the preacher, or to be entertained by those things that go on? That's not worship. Worship is praise and adoration unto the Lord for the things that He has done, for the things that He has promised He will do, and is doing in His people and in the hearts of sinners, praising His name, telling over and over and over again in the Scripture what the Lord has done and promised. That is worship for the Lord. Next time we'll see how the Lord deals with this crowd. That's all they're looking for is entertainment and the free lunch. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.